Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing with the theme of different measurements that would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Or leather. What's the amount, the shear to be carrying leather on Shabbos to be liable for carrying on Shabbos? The shear is Glilasos Kamea, enough to make an amulet. And here it doesn't mean to make an amulet, it means enough leather to cover an amulet. That would be the amount to carry on Shabbos that would make one liable for carrying Shabbos. Cloth, parchment, kli lichtov alav parsha katana shibitz tefillin. As long as the parchment is big enough to write the small parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael, meaning from Shema until Uvisha Recha, the whole first chapter of Shema, that would be the size of parchment necessary to be liable for carrying on Shabbos. Diyai, if he has ink, how much ink do you have to carry to be liable on Shabbos? Kedei lichtov shtei osios, enough ink to write two letters. They bring down over here, for example, they write, two letters on two different beams to show that they correspond to one another. So that would be the measurement of ink to make one liable if he carried it on Shabbos. Kechol, moving right along to kechol. Kechol is like eye makeup. Puch, tzeva inayim, it's eye makeup. So the shear is kedei lichol ayin achas, as long as you have enough to put makeup on only one eye. And why only one eye? Because the Gemara explains that they were women that were very tsanua, that they would wear these wraps that covered up their faces, and all they were able to leave was one eye. They were super tsanua. So therefore, they would only put makeup on one eye, and therefore the shear for carrying on Shabbos to be liable for carrying would be in to cover up one eye with regards to kol, eye makeup. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet. Devek, if a person has glue, he's carrying it on Shabbos. What's the shear? K'delitein berosh hashav shevet. The shear is enough to put on the tip of a hashav shevet. What does that mean? So they used to have like a branch that they would put glue on the top of the branch in order that a bird, when the bird comes, it should sit on it and then get stuck and then they would capture it like that. That would be the shear for glue. Zephas vigarfus, if he had pitch and tar. Zephas vigarfus, pitch and tar. Kdilasos nekev, the shear is in order to make a hole. What does this mean? So, tzlochas, shenosim bakesef chai, they had this certain type of utensil that they'd put in it raw silver, meaning they'd put in it mercury. And then they would seal up this container of mercury with either zephas or gufras, pitch or tar. And then they would puncture a little hole into it in order to let it out slowly. So the amount to use to make the seal up this hole, and then of course they would make a tiny hole afterwards in this seal to let the mercury come out slowly. But the idea here is that how much do you need to just seal up the initial big hole? And that would be the amount for Zephas and for Gufras. Shava, wax. Could they leave the alpi nekev katan? They would have like the a lid of a barrel of wine. They want to seal up the barrel of wine. Enough wax to put on this little seal, the barrel of wine, to seal it up. They say al nekev shibim magufis slocha shayin, on the hole of the lid of a barrel of wine, almost like the spout. Enough wax to seal up that spout area. Charsis. Charsis is either, some say it's crushed up bricks, or others explained it's a certain kind of dirt that they'd use to min afer she'osim menu klei charis, type of dirt that they would use it to make earthenware kalim. So the shear for that is k'dilasos pi kor shel torfei zav, in order to make the mouth of the core of torfei zav. So what does that mean? So they would have this utensil that they used for boiling up metals to clean out the bad materials from it, and goldsmiths would use these boiling hot pots to boil up the gold and the silver in it. And this pot would have a hole that they would insert a blower to blow the fire to make it bigger. So charsis, what's the shear for charsis? It's enough to lasos pikor shel tzorfei zahav. It would be enough to make this hole in the pot that the goldsmith would use to boil up the metals. And they've put this blower into that hole to blow the fire, make it bigger. So enough charsis to make this hole in this pot. So just enough to make not the entire pot, but just that little hole in the pot. And some explain that no, lasos here means to seal up. That not enough charsis to make that little hole where the blower enters, but enough charsis to seal up the hole where the blower is, where the blower enters. Okay, two different pshatim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, k'di lasos pitput. The shear for charsis is enough to make a pitput, meaning that you'd make like a foot for a seat for this bubbling pot that they would bubble up the metals in. So enough charsis to make this foot for the pot, that would be the shear for charsis. Subin bran k'delitin al pi kor shel tzarfei zahav. So they would take this bran and they would put it on the mouth of this pot of the tzarfei zahav, the goldsmiths, in order to make the fire bigger. So however much bran you need to make the fire bigger, that would be the shear. Sid, if a person has lime, it's k'del losud katana shebibanos. What that means is that if you had a katana, a minor who was a girl, and she got two hairs by her private spot, which makes her an adult, but she's still a minor though. She's 11, she's 10, she's not actually 12. In order to be an adult through the Torah, a woman would have to be 12 and have two hairs by her private spot. But if she is younger than 12 and she has those hairs there, so what they would do is they would put this lime on their pinky finger. And the Gemara explains that the Benos Yisrael, when the girls of Yisrael would reach their chapter, but you know, I mean, they got their hairs, but they didn't reach their ages yet; they're not 12 yet. So the poor girls would anoint their small finger with sid, with lime, to symbolize that they reached this chapter. Benos Ashirim, the rich girls, would anoint themselves with solas, with fine flour, and the princesses of Klal Yisrael would anoint themselves with shemen mor, with this oil of mor. So, you know, it's just three different, the idea here is that we're just symbolizing that these women have gotten to their chapter, even though they're not 12 yet, and depending on the status, there are various things they used. The lime was used for the poor girls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, the lasos kilkel, they would take the sid, they would put it on their temples of their head in order to put their hair down so that their hair doesn't pop up. So he says, enough to put on the temples of your head. That would be the shear for sid, not like what the Tanakhama has said of covering up the pinky finger. And Rabbi Nechemia Omer, a third opinion on what sid would be, he says, the lasos andipi, in order to make an andipi. What is andipi? Andipi is enough to, they would put this sid, this lime on their forehead to make their head, like to redden their head, and enough sid to redden their head would be the shear for carrying on Shabbos. So you have three opinions in sid. And some explain in Rabbi Chemia that andipi is they would make like lines on the cups of wine or oil in order to show you, you know, what measurement, like measurement lines in the cups. So however many lines you need to make, that would be the amount for carrying. In any event, there are three different opinions on how much sid you would need in order to carry out on Shabbos to be liable for carrying on Shabbos.